Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way. Their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know. But you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
It's time for another Mississippi Minute. In a Mississippi Minute, that is. I'm Steve Azar, reminding us all there's certainly many wonderful cultural, historical, and flat-out cool things to do right here in Mississippi. Just go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. All right, we're talking Mississippi music today, and I always dig that. My guest, hailing from Grenada, has been gigging since 65. That's a long time to do what you love. You know, that's just too cool. From his then Delta days with a regional success in the band Candy Shoestring to joining Sassy Jones with two more Mississippi very talented Johnny Crocker and George Allen. Just incredible. He would go on to move to Nashville like so many of us. He had a mutual pal of ours, Fred Knobloch. They wrote songs. He had the song on the Ed McMahon Star Search. He wrote songs for that. Then Tom Wopat, who I got to know briefly when I was in Nashville. Too Many Honky Tonks, On My Way Home. He penned that song also for Malico Records, historical Malico Records here in Mississippi. Wild Doxy Records, Paula Jewell Records. My man, the late, great Little Milton, who was so good to me, Johnny Taylor, Big Mike Griffin, Vicky Baker, and many others. He then moved to Memphis, Tennessee, recorded at Sun and Phillips, and after 5 years, he left and moved back to Vicksburg to be with family. My kind of guy. In the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, please welcome Ben Shaw. What's up, Ben?
Hey, now. How's everybody, man? It's good to be here and thankful to be here.
Yeah, you ain't lying. You're not lying. Well, I've been looking forward to reaching out to you. I know we have a lot of mutual friends. So let's start digging into the past, because I know the Candy Shoestring. I'm thinking the Brown Brothers. Donnie Brown played bass for me for quite a while as I grew up. But take me back to just the beginning days in Grenada with your folks and just what was going on there. When music bug bit you. And obviously because it bit you real hard because you're still doing it.
Yeah, my mother was a strong influence on me, but she was the encourager supreme, you know, the light of the world almost, you know, Dixie, Sunshine, you know, everybody loved her and so did I. But anyway, she played a little music with her brother who had a band, and they played on the radio. This is before I knew anything about it, and then she put a guitar in my hand. An old guitar of her brother's that she had saved, and she realized, you know, after I played Home on the Range and Red River Valley, that I might, you know, might do something with it. So, you know, it kind of goes from there. And I had an older brother, Ken Shaw, who's a drummer. You may know who he is.
Yeah.
So he was older, and then we kind of got the little thing going there, and they made a little music room out of a bedroom, and we had a set of drums, and we were playing at that time. We did our talent shows, and I would play drums at that point, and my brother would play the piano, and we, you know, in our talent shows, and we were winning. You know, people were clapping for us, so we, you know, that's what we got. That's where we got hooked on it. When the audience starts clapping for you at the age of 12, you know.
Yeah, I was about to ask you your age. Yeah, it's young.
It does something to you. So I like this, you know. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we rocked. We did all that. We had a big fun time as we all do, playing and singing. And 12 years old, I went on to the. We were in the Gore Springs talent show. We won that, and then we went to the Grenada County Fair, and we won that. And the prize was to go to the Mid South Fair and play there at the big tent. And so Ken and I did that, and played drums, and he played piano. If you believe it, we did Wipeout.
So I was about to ask you, I love it.
My brother handed me a pretty tough song, you know, Wipeout. You know the intro is there.
Sure, it's a lot.
But anyway, we did it, and then the winner there went to the Ted Mack Amateur Hour. Remember that?
Sure, I do.
Way back, and of course we didn't win that, but at 12 years old, the tent was full, and the crowd looked like it was a million people. It was probably about 300 or 400, you know.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, I they were asking me to sign autographs, these little young girls, and boy, that really did it, you know, so.
Yeah, that's actually when the bug got you, not when you picked up your first instrument.
That's probably not right.
I love it. Well, you know, it's interesting you talk about you converted the bedroom. Just the influence of your parents to get it, to let you convert your bedroom or your garage or a room in the house. I've seen it. You know, with us, it was the same thing with me. Your parents allowing you to totally destroy a room in their house. You know what I mean? Because it was the band room. I look back at that and just think, you know, my parents, we moved ours into the garage, and they just moved their cars out of the garage and started parking on, you know, outside. And you never parked another car in there when I was growing up. So, I mean, you look at your folks and think about the things that they'll do, you know, what they'll do to make it convenient for you to chase this thing. And it's interesting that your parents and my parents were into it. A lot of parents are thinking that it's not a real thing. You know, my parents, you talk about your mom, same way for me. I mean, she was the one that would go, hey, Steve, you know, come on. You complaining now? You know, it's not supposed to be easy. Just you're doing it. Just go do it. But they both were such a big influence for me. Sounds like your folks were too.
Yeah, my mother especially. She took on that deal, and my dad worked around the clock. We had a retail business out in the country out there, just east of Gore Springs. We were the only store, and it was a Gulf Oil station and a general store, and nobody
cool.
could, you know, if you got anything, you had to come to us, you know.
Right.
So that put me on stage right there, sitting on the bench in front of that with the elderly black men that I loved dearly.
Sure.
And they were throwing all these lines at me, you know, that witty stuff that was cool. And I even have some of these songs that I've written that's been recorded, that's what I heard come out of their mouth, you know. So it was great, you know. So anyway, Daddy was working all the time, and so Mama took it on to make our clothes and put us on stage and, you know, yada, 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 you know.
Well, you talk about elderly black men. Isn't it funny that you and I, it's the same story. I mean, it's the guys, the Eugene Powell, the Sam Chapman, they're the ones that got me, the Little Miltons. You know, Little Milton used to call me Little Azar. And I was a little guy, you know, but he'd watch us sort of grow. We'd go from a van to a big truck to another big truck. And he was going like, Lazar, you're going to do it, aren't you? I mean, like, but, and then I got to spend, you know, I made my last record with Little Ray Neal. Little Ray, you know, played with Little Milton for a long time two records ago, and toured a little bit with Little Ray. It was a lot of fun. But he'd tell me stories, and Little Milton gave him a couple of his guitars. Still has the sparkle from Little Milton suits that just sort of you can't get off the surface of the guitars, you know. And they're at the B.B. King Blues Museum now, just so cool. So tell me how you got to know Little Milton. How you wrote songs for him? Was that through Malico?
Yeah, actually, I was just writing songs. You know, I was actually playing, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week in Memphis there for several years. And, you know, the writing bug, when it gets hold to you, you just Sure. You just keep doing it. Yeah. Every now and then something will fall on you that, you know, wow, this can work. I mean, this is good. So, But I got the title like a rooster on a hen, and so I just sat down and started writing. The same way with Johnny Taylor's deal, are you want some and do you want some, you know?
I love it.
I looked at my wife, you know, and said, hey, honey, are you want some? Hey, do you want some? And, you know, just things like that was ringing a bell, and I just, you know how you do your craft, your skill, you just sit down until you get it, you know? And so anyway, the Malico deal, it goes way back to Sassy Jones and the mid-70s. We were out there a good bit with Wolf Stevenson and all the people at Malico, and so they knew who I was. And Wolf always thought I was a pretty good writer. He would get in contact with me and say every now and then, have you got anything, you know, we can listen to? So I did demos there in a little studio I had and sent them to him. And he picked the artist, but he knew the Johnny Taylor thing. He said, that's classic Johnny Taylor right there.
Sure.
Don't
is.
Worry about it. You know?
Sure.
So
is.
Anyway, you know, I just sent them to him, and he, I pitched them, and they put them on them. So.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to put it on something else in a minute. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out your next cool getaway. It's all right here. My guest, Ben Shaw, can tell you all about it. I'm Steve Azar. You're in the Mississippi Minute. Stand by.
News happens fast. There's a lot to take in and a lot to hear from all across the Magnolia State. And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is Supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news on air and online. Supertalk.fm.
Lee Temple, customer, Clark's Construction.
We had a complete bathroom renovation all the way from the tile floor to countertops and everything that goes with a bathroom. We checked with other folks to see how they had worked with Jerry, and we always got some good reviews. Never did get one that was not good. And, you know, the trust issue was not an issue with Jerry. So I'd say he's a 5-star.
For a construction company you can trust, call Clark's Construction at 601-214-9460.
Summer's here. Are you ready for a vacation? How about a vacation from your car payment? June is vacation time at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. That's right. We're offering no payments for the entire summer. When you purchase a new Mitsubishi, come in now. Pay only $199 per month on new 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4s. We have the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross and the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander in stock right now. And make no payments for the entire summer. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty from Ridgeland Mitsubishi. Bad credit, no credit, it doesn't matter. Our credit specialists work hard to get you approved, no matter your past credit history. 100% credit approval is our number one goal. Bring us your trade. We'll give you a top dollar for it. So if you're ready for a vacation, then get to Ridgeland Mitsubishi for no payments for the entire summer. Ridgeland Mitsubishi, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. 1860 East County Line Road. Call 896-9600 today or visit RidgelandMitsubishi.com. Remember, you're approved at Ridgeland Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi G4, stock number 1795, at 1999 down, 3.9% for 84 months. Deals for details with approved credit.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is. Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes. Get your purse, sweetie.
Does your body hurt? Have you tried unsuccessful treatments for plantar fasciitis, tennis elbow, shoulder pain, or IT band? Innovative Health Clinic, formerly Acoustic Wave Treatment Center, offers an affordable non-surgical solution through acoustic wave therapy. The beneficial effects of acoustic wave therapy are often experienced after only one or two treatments. The therapy eliminates pain and restores mobility, improving your quality of life. Schedule your appointment at 601-944-5585 or online at innovativehealthclinic.net. Now taking same-day appointments.
The whole crew at Mahavi's Quality Printing, your one-stop shop for all your printing needs, would like to wish you a safe and happy 4th of July holiday weekend. We at Mahavi's Quality Printing are proud to celebrate with you the birth of this great country.
Since 1871, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton has been providing everything you need. Everything for your house, fencing, plumbing, flowers, lumber. Everything for your animals, dogs, cats, birds, chickens, cows, horses, and everything for your patio and yard. Bayou Classic cookers, wind chimes, Orca and Pelican coolers, along with Surrender Fire Ant Killer. We have most everything. 150 years of serving the community, family owned and operated, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, downtown Bolton since 1871. We'll see you soon.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I love that. I am with Ben Shaw, singer-songwriter. Made a lot of history from our hallowed grounds of Mississippi. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org. You're looking for some really great museums to check out this week. Some blues trail markers, country trail markers. Go play some golf. Go hike. Go see a Gulf Coast sunset. Go see Elvis and Tupelo, the beginning of the rock and roll. Go to Nesbitt and check out Jerry Lee Lewis. He's hanging out there. Or come see our Delta sunrise. It's a pretty dang cool thing. Anyway, we're with Ben Shaw. And so, Ben, let's go back to meeting the Brown Brothers. Because, I mean, was a trip for me. You know what I mean? Jerry was insane good on guitar. And then there was a guy, Bo Ridgeway. I don't know if you ever knew Bo Ridgeway, but he's the one that taught me how to really play.
Oh, my God, guitar player.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Woo! And so, anyway, obviously, Donnie playing bass. Let's talk about that, how you guys got to know each other. And also talk about the scene in Greenville. Was it the one block east? It was Thunderbirds for me by the time I came along. But let's talk about the music scene back when you were growing up as a teenager down here.
I left Grenada and went to Northwest Junior College and did a little ball playing. But anyway, I went on to Ole Miss after about one semester. And then I was still playing and rock and rolling, and the school didn't interest me anymore as a junior, so I quit, and I landed in Greenville, in the Leland Greenville area. Just I had a guy that wanted to go over there and try to get a job at one of the clubs on Highway 82.
Yeah.
And he was from Grenada, so he threw me in the truck with him, you know. So I went over there with a Les Paul in my hand and, you know, $100. That was it, you know.
Yeah.
And ended up playing for Buddy Keys over there at Stardust, I think is what they call it, between Leland and Greenville. Is that 82?
Yeah, it's 82.
And it was, it was definitely a honky-tonk, man, you know. But it was a job, and I got started there, and I was probably 20, 21, 22 maybe. So that's really when I started working at it.
Yeah,
you know
like
what I mean?
Really, yeah. You know, you think about the youth now. And the young generation, they have to build their numbers up online, and it's a whole different game. When we grew up, the building for us was playing gigs. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
How many gigs could we play? And sweating for 3.5-4 hours, right? It's such a different deal now. And when I toured with Bob Seger for quite a while, and Bob talked about that a lot. He talked about how he could tell that I grew up playing live. And that, you know, he said that's the same thing he did. Now times change, and you can work smarter, right? You know, you don't have to kill yourself like we did. So it's a good thing. But I do think that that's missing from the arsenal, where you'd play those nights, you know, 3-4 nights a week, just honing that craft live. And also, don't you think as a writer, you got better because of playing live?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, to kind of back up a little bit, the whole thing is you hear a song on the radio and it does something for you, it moves you, and you want to do that song.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in and you learn it, you practice good enough to perform it, and then you do, and then you make money doing it, and everybody claps and dances, you know, and it works. And then as a result of doing that song, then you learn how to do your song, you know?
Yeah.
To me, it gives you a format, takes you to school somewhat, you know?
Sure. No, because you got to have some sort of roadmap, you know, to do it yourself. And stylistically, when do you feel like sort of you found your groove? Now, I was late. I was very late because I was influenced by so many bandmates along the way. So my songs would turn into something that I necessarily didn't want it, but But by the time I had my first hits, I was late. It was a lot later. So it just took me a long time to find my who I was. And I blame it on our, where we're from, but I give credit to where we're from because we're influenced by so many types of music down here, right? So right. For you, I mean, like, when did that happen when you go, oh, that's a Ben Shaw song?
You know, that's a real good question because, once again, when we grew up and listened to 56 WHBQ out of Memphis as a 13, 14-year-old and listened to the top 40, mm-hmm. And the old Stack stuff and everything that was a hit was really all we got to listen to. So, you know, there's so much variety and so much different things. And I'm kind of a blue-eyed soul guy, but I love that style, and I write that style. But when I sing and play, you know, I still gig and stuff, and I still will do a Willie Nelson tune and a, you know, James Brown tune after it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a lot of different directions here, you might say. And, mm-hmm. But when I play and sing, there's no question who you listen to, who that is, you know?
Right, right. No, there is no doubt.
But, I mean, when I write songs, it's like I wrote that Too Many Honky Tonks, that's strictly pure country, and then I wrote Are You Lonesome, and lo and behold, both of them were on Billboard. One's on the country, and one was on R&B charts at the same time, you know? So,
yeah.
I was going, this is pretty cool, but yeah. I mean, I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that's just how far. And sometimes it gets in my way to be just to not just to stick with my own style. Mm-hmm. But that's just what I do. I make money gigging, and I always have. And that's, you know, it's just what happens.
You didn't last year. Don't act like you played a bunch of gigs last year.
No, but I already had something saved.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Go back real quick, because you brought up something interesting, because a lot of our pals played sports in college or at least through high school, and it mattered. It mattered for me going through high school and all that. So what'd you play? What'd you dig?
I played baseball in Grenada High School, the DVC, Delta Valley Conference. And then I went to Northwest. I didn't go to a sports thing or play. We did a lot of intramural ball and football and baseball, and I've always loved my sports. And I'd say Fred Knobloch once was quoted as saying, I love sports, I just do music for a living.
I love Fred Knobloch. We're gonna take a break. We don't have enough time left in this segment to talk about Fred Knobloch. so
yeah,
but we'll dig in a minute. So you go from Greenville, right? You guys, that right. band Sassy Jones was in, and then, wait. I think I messed up. It's Candy Shoestring that the Brown Brothers are in, right?
Right.
You know, it takes me a minute to get my mind straight, more than a Mississippi minute. Johnny Crocker and George Allen, Sassy Jones, right?
That's Johnny Crocker and George Allen.
Johnny Crocker and George Allen, right. And that was insane.
Yeah.
So the talent of you guys all together, I'm just looking at that as a kid growing up and watching you guys, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm very young, while you guys are in your early 20s, and I'm going, I knew all of you guys. And I was like, my eyes were wide when I would get to see you guys play. Both of those bands were insane, right? The talent. You look back and you think about all the talent you played with later. Pretty dang amazing, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was just wonderful. I didn't, at the time, you don't realize it, but really, man, it was a wonderful way to develop your craft and have a big time doing it, you know?
Yeah, man, what a group. When Donnie Brown joined my band, you know, I've always been, in fact, he really impacted my records down the road, because I dug the 70s bass players when they played melodically, almost like guitar lines, right? It was going on, right?
Right.
And so I would get a guitar player who's in heaven right now, the late great AJ Masters, great songwriter, just a dear friend. We wrote well over 100 songs together, and he was actually my first co-write. So it was like the first kiss, man. It was the best one, and he was just so good to me. But anyway, I would get him to come over. He played bass for Charlie Rich. He was a band leader for a long time as well before he started having hits. But AJ was a guitar player, and so I would bring him in to play. I said, I want this to move like the 70s, because he knew how to do it. So he'd treat it like a guitar, basically. And a lot of my songs have that. I was in love with that. And when Donnie played in the band back then, I just remember, and sometimes Donnie would do too much, you know? I was like, oh, my
right,
God,
right.
That's insane back there. But he was a master. But But it definitely impacted the way I thought later on at some point. Now, I was more a little more conservative sometimes with it to make sure when, you know, you're trying to make a record and making sure that when you do it, it's in the right place. But definitely was a big thing. And I want to dig into all of that just a little further and talk about you and Freddie in the next segment. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm with Ben Shaw, incredible singer-songwriter, one of ours, that just reshaped music his own way. Go to visitmississippi.org and reshape your next weekend. Trust me, or this weekend, actually. Hey, you get to play DJ. You know we are the birthplace of American music. You were raised around it. You witnessed it. So would you like to hear into the break? Let's go Dorothy Moore or Paul Overstreet.
Dorothy Moore.
I love how you had such a dramatic pause. That was like Morgan Freeman-esque.
Yeah, because I know Paul.
We both know Paul. I love him. All right, a little Dorothy Moore with Ben Shaw. I'm Steve Azar. You're in the Mississippi Minute. We'll be right back.
Ben Shapiro.
Every day we're driving the debate in America with the fastest moving, hardest hitting, most comprehensive fact-based commentary on the radio.
Ben Shapiro, tonight at 9 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
Guys, if you found the keeper in your life,
whether you've just started dating or you've been married for decades,
we've built an entire store just for you. Juniker Jewelry Company. We are Mississippi's direct diamond importer. I'm John Ravenstein.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Corey Ravenstein. With 10 times the diamonds, engagement rings, and wedding bands you'll find in average jewelry stores.
All at the guaranteed best price in the state.
We have the perfect diamond to express the will of your heart. No other jeweler in the state has more fine diamonds of every size, shape, in price range than Junikers.
So whether you're looking for your first engagement ring
or that second diamond you've always wanted to give her but now can afford,
if you found the love of your life, come to Juniker Jewelry Company.
Because she's a keeper.
Come experience the most trusted name in jewelry for over 75 years now. Juniker Jewelry Company, Mississippi's direct diamond importer. 1485 Highland Colony Parkway, just south of 463 in Madison, and JunikerJewelry.com.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Homestyle plates full of catfish, shrimp, and rib tips, just to name a few. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a Master Tech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. There's an out-of-this-world project happening on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and Elon Musk has a hand in it.
A couple of oil rigs are being converted into floating launch pads, which will be used to hopefully send Starship, a SpaceX vehicle owned by Musk, to Mars. Halter Marine in Pascagoula is removing drilling equipment from one of the rigs. The project is expected to take around 6 months to complete.
How do we get Mississippians into higher paying jobs and attract industry that opens up those opportunities? That's the goal of the newly created Accelerate Mississippi, which is headed up by Ryan Miller.
Whether that's funding that we might have available to help with workforce training, whether that's simple communication. Look, Ryan, we need you to get the word out that we have this opportunity. Can you blast this to statewide? Can you make the message known to others?
They work with educators, economic development leaders, and businesses across the state to reach their goal.
This is Jake Mangum, not some actor wearing a red shirt. Whenever I was up to bat at MSU, I would see Farm Bureau Insurance. They supported me then, and they take care of me now. I couldn't ask for more supportive teammates. If you aren't already with Farm Bureau, it's time to join the team. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
When you're young, you think you know it all. Yeah, you're hot rod cocky.
I'm with Ben Shaw, incredible singer-songwriter. Visit Mississippi.org is your place to visit right when we're done with this show. Or you can do it right now, and you can multitask right now.
I'm cool.
You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. All right, you head to Nashville when? How old were you? It sounds like you were a little bit older, maybe late 20s. Does that sound when you crashed on Freddie's couch?
No, it was probably 1986 when I finally got out of here because just went through some things in the late 70s and early 80s. Got left Sassy Johns and did a solo gig and around Jackson area in Vicksburg, and met my wife there in Vicksburg playing one night. And so we got married and just moved to Nashville in 1986. And just, you know, everything in the van and no jobs and just go for it.
Love it. Love it. I love the feel. I know the feeling. We did the same thing. So you did go late. You're later than me. I don't know what's going on what green must be a Greenville, the Highway 82 thing. It must have seeped in and just held us back from going there. You think about being a songwriter and you think about doing your thing. Don't you think Nashville was a really big help for me? I mean, there were times when I was brain dead. It just wasn't working out. You know, there was nothing happening. But I was with Roger Murrah and Mark Allen Springer and Ray Van Hoy, and there was just so much around me at some point, working with those guys and being published by them at some point and being produced by Rafe. It was just like, oh, I get it. You know what I mean? But so how was it for you when you first got there? And then all of a sudden there's a co-writing thing, because I'd never co-written until I got there.
Right. Well, Fred Knobloch, we had a good relationship before I left Jackson, and we had respect for each other's talent and our abilities. We always liked each other. Matter of fact, before I left Jackson, he hired myself, me, and Ken, the drummer. He had a record out a song called Why Not Me.
Sure.
We had a real love and all that stuff, and he had hired us to put together his band for the tour. And so we were rehearsing over in his studio, and so we got things going there. But so anyway, Fred's deal somehow didn't work out, you know, those things, because it didn't go on the road or something. I don't know what happened. But when I moved to Nashville, he said, hey, man, you know, come on over. You don't even have an apartment. You don't have where to stay. You and your wife come stay with me until you get on your feet, you know.
Oh, that's too cool.
So we did, and he took me to the Bluebird, and I thought, you know, get out and do your thing, you know, play at the Bluebird, this and all that stuff. So I got to go in there, and of course you meet the people at the Bluebird that write and sing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing led to another, you know, and then my wife, she was a nurse, but she didn't go into nursing because we didn't know, you know, where we would be or how long we'd be there. So she got a job at Old Charlie's as a hostess, and I met Phil Vassar, who was the bartender.
I love it. Phil's a dear friend. I love it. I love that.
Yeah. And so Phil and his wife and Paula and I got to be real close, went snow skiing together, did everything together, you know. And Phil and I, neither one had any knowledge much of the business, but we writing songs. That's where we I wrote a song, and he co-wrote with me that ended up on Star Search on an artist out there. And then Phil got on Star Search, and, you know, all this stuff started rolling. And they said, well, what are you going to do about your royalties? We said, we don't know. What do you do?
Yeah.
They said, well, go down to the ASCAP office and open your publishing company. So we did. You know, it's just kind of like that. Do what you do. You know, just go where you led, I guess. You know?
And it's funny. You talk about how...
And hit
how,
your head against the wall.
Yeah, you hit your head against the wall. Are you kidding me? You know, you talk about when things sort of fell the right way. When a song you practiced so much, and then all of a sudden you're sort of gifted one. I always felt like that, oh, that was easier, and that was better. You know, so... And then a lot of times, for me, my hits, I've written myself to the title. I didn't have a title. And it's interesting, my biggest songs were always that. I don't necessarily think they're necessarily my best songs, but they were the ones that, you know, that had the opportunity with big promotion staffs and all that to make sure that they could soar. But I'm not saying that I feel like they're better. There's been plenty of titles that have been easy to write. But for you, was it always a title, or has it been both?
Basically, it's a title, and we'd sit down with people like Tommy Barnes, Phil Vassar, Mark Gray, people like this. And we would, you know, so who's, you know, what kind of hook you got, man? What you got? What's your hook, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd say, that, you know, this is it. You know, you should have got it while the getting was good, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd say, okay, let's get over here and sit down and get our pencils out and, You know,
Phil's a smart guy, because he had the club. Then he ended up having the club. Remember, he had a club, and then
because
he owned it, he ended up owning the club, and then he'd play there.
Right.
So he was cutting his teeth there, and then as he started to have success, he invested in Five Guys, the burger place.
Yeah.
And I said, "Dang, Phil's smart." I mean, I said I'd call him after I ate, and I said, "You have just made money, and I am full." Because those burgers, they go down thick. You know, they go down heavy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just such a good guy. We just became good friends. And he was one of the ones that I just really, really loved everything about him. He's a sweetheart and very talented. Just really great. You know, piano players have a touch of an advantage sometimes, because I feel like they can squeeze out different melodies a little bit more melodic at times. And I've had success getting on the piano, but it's nothing that anybody needs to see me do. It needs to be behind closed doors for sure. But I have had success writing on the piano, which is interesting, but it does take you somewhere else. When you're writing songs, Ben, like I go from, man, I've got more tunings than we can even live. There's probably about 10 different guitars, or maybe it's 14 different guitars, with just different action, different, size strings, different tunings and all that. Are you big on all that, or are you straightforward, just everything's in standard tuning?
No, I'm just, just simple. Just pick up a guitar. Like most of these tunes that I have out there now were written on guitar, you know, because it just seems like it's the instrument of choice. It's kind of, you get your rhythm going and that type thing. It just feels better to me. But some of the slower songs, the ballad things, the more melodic things, I might do on piano. But I just played standard tuning and grab one of these old guitars off the wall and, you know, go for it. You know?
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. You just got to pull it off the wall, like you said, and do that. How long did you do Nashville, then Memphis, before you moved back?
We moved to Memphis in late 89. I didn't stay but about 3 years. I wanted to get back closer to home.
Yeah, so did
I. And I had family in Memphis, and I had wanted to be around. My daughter was in Jackson, and I just, you know, I had to get back and, try to get do what I needed to do and be as close to her as I you know, could.
I love that.
That kept tugging on me, so I came on and left and came on back after Nashville. You know, so in Memphis, and then came back here in, like, I think 91 or something like that, 92. In Vicksburg.
Yeah, I left in 91 and came back in 2011. So it was for a lot of the same reasons. Our kids were born and raised in Nashville. I wanted them to understand what it was like for me to grow up in a place that definitely helped you find an identity. Nashville was awesome, but I felt it was a smidge generic when it came to molding your kids. And there ain't nothing generic about where we live. I mean, it's, you
absolutely
know,
it, not.
It's interesting. So do you think about the influences that we had down here? There's no way I'm ever doing this. There's no way, Ben. There's no way if I don't grow up where I grow up. Impossible. What about you? What do you think?
I don't think so either, man, because the music styles you're referring to, And the artists around here, and the blues scene and the soul scene, you know, the realness of it all, you know, to
right,
me.
Right.
It just sinks in, and then of course we got, you know, my mother's was a strong believer, a Christian woman that got to be in church all the time, every Sunday, in an old country church that didn't even have a restroom. You know what I'm saying? But.
Yeah.
The soul was in that building too, and got all in me, you know. So,
yeah.
And then, you know, just those kind of things, I think, had a lot to do with the style I'm doing now, and what I'm, you know, it just does. And it's, you don't get that, I don't think, in a bigger city or something.
Right, right. We're in the Key Miss. Go ahead. I said okay.
But it definitely had a big effect on me. The influences were great, I think.
I love it. We're with Ben Shaw. Go to BenShawMusic.com. BenShawMusic.com. These are one of the names I don't have to spell for everybody. Usually I have to spell it. We have some crazy ones. You kept it good and simple. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. There's nothing simple about that. That's just beauty. Just make sure that our beautiful Mississippi is pristine and clean. If you see anybody litter, come off the top ropes on them. It's not cool. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's very cool. Check out your next getaway. I'm Steve Azar. Stand by.
I'm still trying to find.
Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 93. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 68. Your finally Friday, mostly sunny, high near 92. Friday evening, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 73. And for your Saturday, 60% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high around 84.
This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonSellers.net or stop by today. Madison Sellers on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
With all the disruption in all businesses lately, our clients at PeopleLease didn't miss a beat. Did you struggle to get the necessary records required for COVID relief programs such as PPP, ERTC, or FFCRA? Will you be ready next time? Our clients at PeopleLease are ready. Call PeopleLease today at 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit our website, peoplelease.com.
The temperature is rising, and so are the savings. During our sizzling summer sale down at Mazda of Jackson, our entire lineup of cars, SUVs, and crossovers are waiting for you with our hottest prices of the year. Right now, get 0.9% financing for 63 months on new 2021 Mazda CX-5s and CX-30s. This will save you thousands in finance charges, and Mazda of Jackson will give you your first year of maintenance for free. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty from Mazda of Jackson. Bad credit, no credit, it doesn't matter. Our credit specialists work hard to get you approved, no matter your past credit history. 100% credit approval is our number one goal. Bring us your trade. We'll give you top dollar for it. So come save big while the deals are hot during the sizzling summer sale down at Mazda of Jackson, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. Our all-new state-of-the-art facility is located at 5397 I-55 Frontage Road North in Jackson. Call 991-2222 today. MazdaofJackson.com. See dealer for complete details with approved credit on select models.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats.
I don't remember what I said.
Slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call C Spire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. Just fiber-fast internet that works. C Spire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I've had a little break doing our Delta Soul for a couple weeks, so this is the first interview back. So I feel like I'm stumbling through it, but I'm excited that Ben Shaw is my guest today in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Ben, you look back on your life and being influenced at that time, and you've done this your whole life. I mean, do you look in the rearview mirror and go, oh, man, this has just been unbelievable. Could you ever imagine that this would be what you'd do your whole life?
You know, I couldn't imagine. You know, I look back and see, think about from where we, what all I came through and all, you know, like you say, what we've done and ups and downs. And it's just, I don't know, man. You don't even know how you got here. Sometimes it's like, some of it was just like a blur when you look back. But, you know, you can remember everything, but it's just one thing leads to another. You just keep pounding and doing the best thing. You're doing the best you can at whatever you're doing, and look for that provision.
It
always pops up, because when I would get real down, which we all have and struggle, the Lord would always give me something to cheer me up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, I was like, when I moved to Vicksburg, for example, you know, it was just tough leaving Memphis and after all that and starting over again almost. So I had to get a six-piece band going again and get everything rolling. And I went and got another little job to make ends meet. And it was just kind of tough, and I was down, you know, about it. And the Lord just, I was pulling in from an old gig one night, and he just put a song on me, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just rolled out, the whole thing. And I said, yeah, this is what it's about, right?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
You know, we're back on the horse now.
Right. No, I know. I love that horse, by the way. It's a good horse. It's a really good, really, yep. really good. That's thoroughbred. So, I'm looking at just some of the songs that you've written, and I'm just looking at the diversity. It's pretty insane. I mean,
yeah.
folks are, a lot of times, are just, I guess, focused direction-wise, and it's the, if you're going to write songs for George Strait, you can probably write them for Trace Atkins or for Josh Turner or for whatever. But you go from Johnny Taylor, Little Milton, we got Phil Vassar, and we got, I mean, I'm looking here. It's just, it's all over the map. But, and it's your thing. And
yeah,
I love how
exactly
you said the
right.
blue-eyed soul singer. And that pretty much makes the most sense to me, you saying that.
Maybe. Well, you know, that's a point right there that I understand fully. And if people ask me about that, I try to explain that to them, because the guys in Nashville, you know, there's a lot of them that get paid to write, and they'll say, okay, write a song for this artist. And they do. They're craftsmen, you know. But all of my songs just come to me. I mean, I never have sat down and said, let me write something for so-and-so. So, and how it's still so diverse, I can't explain that, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But I guess all the background, you know, we play in all kinds of pop music all our lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it comes from, man.
Well, we know that all the pop music, most of it was inspired by where we grew up. So it's,
yeah,
that's a pretty cool thing. What's your plans this year? When are you getting back out?
Well, I've been out doing solo gigs, and I've got a couple of things on the calendar for the Ben Shaw Band, the six-piece band. Then we do weddings, receptions, and a couple of people have called who they had a daughter got married 10 years ago, and they got another one late coming on, and she's ready to get married. She wants the same band. So,
I love it. Love
we
it.
We did land a couple of gigs, but I've been doing solo gigs. You know, I'm playing the Alluvion Hotel in Greenwood.
It's beautiful there. So beautiful.
The Enid Depot is a real destination restaurant up in Enid, Mississippi. And then there's a place here called Walnut Hills Historic Restaurant. There's a place in Grenada called Molly's. And I just set my piano up and put my guitar behind me on a stand and do me about 2 hours worth of music. And
I love it.
Whatever it takes to please the crowd and enjoy myself and set myself free with this music. That's what it does for me. And
yeah.
come on back home, man. You know, just play these solo gigs. And once again, just take what he's giving me. You
well,
know?
You're giving a whole lot. And you've given a whole lot to all of us. Your songs will live forever. And hey, folks, just go to BenShawMusic.com to check out our man. I appreciate you spending a Mississippi Minute with me in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is your next destination. You got to trust me. Ben, thank you so much, pal. Great to get to know you on my show. Means the world.
Can I say one more thing to you, Steve?
You dang right you can.
You know, I said this when I said, you know, I'm so thankful to be on this show. But, you know, man, I'm very grateful for this time on Mississippi Minute.
Oh, man.
But even more grateful that you've given your time for the others to be appreciated and recognized.
Oh, man.
That's huge to me, man. That is huge. And for somebody to make that sacrifice and to do that, it's just so important, and I'm very thankful and grateful for it. And,
man,
God bless you, brother.
Ben, I appreciate it, but I feel the exact same way because I think we've been down a similar road. A lot of us have, and we've all found great success, and that is the biggest blessing in the world. And so anytime I get a chance to get to know all of our Mississippi icons like you, I dig it. And I'm appreciative. So it's right back at you, pal. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Steve.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
I'm still trying to find
Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.